This Holy Week, as Born Baptists, we will be publishing a daily reflection upon this special time in the form of a short podcast. We hope that these podcasts will prepare us for the sadness of Maundy Thursday, the crisis of Good Friday, the quietness of Holy Saturday, and the unalloyed joy of Easter Sunday. Please do listen to these podcasts prayerfully as we move through this week. We will be using the Gospel of Matthew as our guide.
Matthew 25, verses 1 to 46. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry ran out, "Here's the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both of us. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more." His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you were a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid, and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here it is, what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant! So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed? Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
So we are nearly halfway through Holy Week. Jesus has entered Jerusalem, claimed to be king over the city. He has caused havoc by destroying the marketplace in the court of the Gentiles. He has made mincemeat of the arguments of the chief priests and the elders of the people. With all the support that Jesus gets from the people, it seems to the disciples that Jerusalem might be on the point of saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." So as Jesus leaves the temple, the disciples wonder at how great the place is. Then Jesus starts to explain how the temple will be destroyed once again, as it was in AD 70, and that this will bring about the end times. He tells them that there will be signs of the end, but nobody knows the time or the place when this will happen or where it will happen. Then he tells three parables to emphasize the importance of being vigilant. The three parables' message are urging us to be ready for Christ's coming, to invest everything that we are given for the benefit of the kingdom. And this investment entails feeding the hungry, providing for the thirsty, welcoming the stranger, clothing the naked, healing the sick, and visiting the prisoner. These three parables are vital to understanding Jesus' overall message, and especially the message of Holy Week. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection point towards the future coming of God's kingdom. They inaugurate or they initiate the coming righteous reign of God on the earth. That which Daniel predicted comes true in Jesus Christ. The total fulfillment of that reign will be seen when Jesus returns. Meanwhile, let us be reminded this Holy Week to be vigilant for that time.